Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having me today. The title of my presentation is Inheritance and Allelism of Resistance to Soybean Mosaic Virus in Corsica. So first, what is soybean mosaic virus? Soybean mosaic virus, or SMV, is one of the most destructive soybean viral disease worldwide. It is economically important because it causes significant seed yield reduction by increasing flower abortion and decreasing seed size. Also, it significantly decreases seed quality by increasing seed mottling and free amino acids and reduce total soluble sugar. There are several symptoms of SMV on plants. For example, on leaves, it causes chlorosis or necrosis. On stem, it causes stem browning and necrosis, and also at the end of the season, it causes sustained green stem. And finally, on seed, it causes hilum bleeding or discoloration. However, the typical SMV reactions on different soybeans are classified in three groups of resistant, susceptible, or necrotic. There are numerous number of SMV isolates. However, all of them are classified in 9 strain group, G1 to G7, G7A, and C14. Also, 3 resistance genes to SMV in plants have been reported. These are RSV1, which is located in follicular linkage group F, RSV3, on B2, and RSV4, which takes place in molecular linkage group B1B. So when we are talking about resistance gene, perhaps the first thing that you may think is recessive one. The recessive RSV gene shows susceptible reaction to all SMV strains, for example, E6 or Li68. There are 9 resistant alleles in RSV1 locus. All of them showed resistance or necrotic reaction to G1 and G2 strains, but some of them showed susceptible reaction to from G3 to G7. There are 3 alleles in RSV3 locus. All of them showed resistance to G5 or partial resistance to G5 to G7, and showed necrotic or susceptible reaction to lower number of SMV strains. And finally, there are 2 alleles in RSV4. All of them showed resistance or early resistance to SMV strains. So our case study is about the genotype named Corsica. When Corsica was screened with SMV strains, it shows a different reaction pattern than those I explained before. So we hypothesized that Corsica may have a new allele in RSV1 locus, or maybe it has a new gene. So our objective of this experiment is to study the inheritance of SMV resistance in Corsica. In other words, how many resistant genes are in Corsica? 1, 2, or 3? And the other objective is the allelic relationship of resistance genes in Corsica. That means this resistance gene is located in RSV1, RSV3, or RSV4, or it's just a new gene. So in this experiment, what I did was I crossed Corsica with some designated genotypes, which I will explain later. Then I F1 seeds, and then in F2 seeds, F2C was divided in 2 parts. One of them was screened with selected SMV strain, and 2, confirmed presence of virus, a tissue blotting assay, which is a serological test, was performed. And the other half of F2C was generated to F2-3 generation, and then the seed of F2-3 generation was screened in a greenhouse by SMV strain, and also tissue blotting assay was performed. The result of F2 and F2-3 was screened, was tested by chi-square test for genetic analysis. In F2 population, each single plant was evaluated and classified as resistant, necrotic, or susceptible. But in F2-3 lines, each line was classified as resistant, all resistant, all necrotic, or segregation of resistant and necrotic, or all resistant, all susceptible, and segregation of resistant and susceptible. So the justification of our experiment is to understand the inheritance in the, or the first objective, firstly cross Corsica with E6, which represents recessive RSV gene. If we have one resistant gene in Corsica, we expect that the expected ratio of F2 after inoculation with SMV strains would be 3 resistant to 1 susceptible, and F2-3 population would be 1 resistant, 2 segregation, and 1 susceptible. In case of 2 resistant gene in F2 population in Corsica, we expected to see the ratio of 15 resistant to 1 susceptible in F2 population, and the ratio of 7 resistant, 8 susceptible, and 8 segregation, and 1 susceptible in F2-3. And finally, if you have 3 resistance gene in SMV in Corsica, we expected to see 63 resistance to 1 susceptible in F2, and 12 resistant, 51 segregation, and 1 susceptible in Corsica in this case. For allelism, Corsica was crossed with 3 different genotypes to represent each of RSV genes. If in each of these populations, F2 and F2-3 after inoculation with selected SMV showed all resistance, we can say that in this population there are 2 alleles of the same locus. But if it shows F2 and F2-3 shows segregation of 15 resistance to 1 susceptible, or 7 resistant, 8 has segregation of 1 susceptible, we can say that there are 2 genes in the same in 2 different locus. So in results, is the expected ratio of the population of Corsica times recessive gene was fitted to 3 resistant, 1 susceptible. That means we have 1 resistant gene in Corsica. There was no segregation in the population of Corsica times RSV1. That means this gene is located in RSV1 locus. And the expected ratio of 2 population of Corsica times RSV3 and Corsica times RSV4 was 15 resistant, 1 susceptible. That means there are 2 resistant genes in this locus. So for more confirmation, in F2-3 lines, the expected ratio of 1 resistant, 2 segregation, 1 susceptible confirms that there is 1 single gene in Corsica. There was no segregation in the population of Corsica times RSV1. That is, this gene is located in RSV1 locus, definitely. And this segregation ratio confirms that there are 2 resistance genes in each of these populations. So, for conclusion, we can say there is 1 single resistance gene in SMV strains in Corsica, and this is a new allele of RSV1 locus. For application of this experiment is, this can be used for SMV-resistant genotype, can be used for crossbreeding. Also, this is a new allele, which is can be used for as a new source of resistance, and also can be used for resistance gene pyramiding for multiple or durable resistance. Thank you.
So we have time for questions.
Are you comfortable with the kind of population that are chosen to take?
Besides this experiment, I had a molecular work, so then it come actually. I didn't actually put my molecular study beside this experiment, but when include everything together, that would be the result would be satisfactory. That's right. They are different, but not the same gene. They are the same gene, but different alleles. The same, they are both RSV1 in the plant with RSV1, which is the genotype PI96983. And Corsica, both of them have RSV1 gene, but different alleles of RSV1 gene. Yes. Because when I showed you that the reaction pattern of Corsica with SMV strains was different than those that I reported before. It was reported there, and those the eight alleles, it was different. The source of alleles. This PI96, in Corsica. In Corsica, actually, originated from germplasm from China. It is possible that because soybean originated from China, it was a source that was over there. And I exactly don't know that from which cross, because it was crossed from different parents. It's in this germplasm.